Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall fly with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let us pray. Each day, O Lord, we bow our hearts and seek the words by which to pray. Each day we gather our lives together and hold them up in thy presence. Each day we bend our heads before the beauty of thy holiness and creation and remember our shame. Each day we finally close our eyes to remember the blessings which have rejoiced our hearts, and we whisper thy name in praise. Each day we dream our dreams, and too often with clumsy action mar them in the doing. Ever grateful for thy mercy, each day our souls stand like embarrassed children, waiting for thy word, yearning to know the way and to be led of thee. Each day we turn to thee, for in thee is life and peace and joy, and they pass not away. Again this day, and at this hour, we fold our hands and speak our prayers, that we may be blessed of thee. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. We welcome you to this time of seminary worship and pray that it will be a meaningful hour of rest and refreshment for us all. I have only two notes of concern that I know of about the seminary community. We all remember with deep sorrow that the wife of Professor John Eddins lost her father this past weekend. He was buried in Indiana this past Tuesday. We will certainly want to remember her in prayer. And I would also remind you that the Bloodmobile is currently taking your offerings over in Mackey Hall. And I do encourage all of you to participate in that.
God loves us, not by the masses, but individually. The mere fact of being is proof of his infinite and eternal love, because from all eternity he has chosen us out of an infinite number of possible beings, from whom he has set us apart, thus decreeing for them non-existence. And among all the beings of his choice, he has chosen each of us in particular. Only we were called into being, and not of the thousands or millions of beings, but out of an infinitude of beings whom he might have chosen in our place. And yet, he did not create them. Thus, we are his choice among an infinitude of possibilities. And the mere fact that we exist proves God's preferential love for us. Each and every one of us is irreplaceable. Like a unique masterpiece in a collection, for God is an artist who never repeats or copies himself. Neither a leaf nor a person's fingerprints are ever the same. And this is true also of the soul. It is always unique. And a soul that is lost is never duplicated in all eternity. And God feels this loss eternally. God loves each and every one of us more than we love ourselves. He loves us as only God can love, and he loves us as he loves himself. And how much pain must it cause him to find himself eternally separated from any one of us? God is love, but he is often unrequited love, and this is a great tragedy for God. We often conceive of him as a tyrant who demands more and ever more of us. But in reality, he is always entreating love. Imagine the creator of the universe begging for your love.
Would you join me as we pray responsively? O Lord, we remember the end of your ministry of love and compassion. Sometimes we are badly used too, and wrongs done to us are never righted. Sometimes we confess we are the killers of men's dreams, Herods playing cynical games, high priest manipulating others' lives.
Forgive us our times of treachery, deceit, and violence.
Give us the strength to endure when crosses loom large in our lives. Come to our world. Reach in love to the unloved and the loveless. deepen the kinship we share because of our faith in you. We pray in your name and as your people. Amen.
Point is, it makes no sense. Why should the death of a man 2,000 years ago affect the way I live today? The whole idea of the crucifixion seems such an absurdity. In the death of one man, can there be life for all? Indeed, if a man dies, can he live again? Can it be that death itself has been defeated? Not only a stumbling block and a folly, we find here a real paradox. Life through death, death through love, who can understand it? And so it is, if I try to rationalize, try to apply the cool logic of my reason and my sensibility. What connection is there? None indeed, unless I too am crucified with Christ. Unless the life I now lead, I lead through the power of the one who loves me and gave himself for me. Unless I too am resurrected with him. Then Jesus becomes more than a man, and the crucifixion more than event. It all becomes a burning, consuming force that turns my life upside down, that confronts me with the need to submit myself daily to the revolutionizing and reforming love of God. Through his life, I can live. Through his love, I can love. Through his death, I am freed from the ultimacy of death. Because he lives, that love becomes a reality in the life of everyone who believes.
Channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in. Make us a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let us bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that we may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all our souls. Make us a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we are born to eternal life.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.